Welcome to our podcast on the latest research in diffusion models. Today, we're discussing a paper titled Measuring Style Similarity in Diffusion Models, which delves into the fascinating world of generative models like stable diffusion and how they handle artistic styles. The paper begins by acknowledging the importance of understanding and attributing the artistic styles that generative models replicate. As these models become more prevalent, it's crucial to discern whether the content they generate is original or if it's mimicking specific training data. This is not just a technical question, but also has implications for artists and copyright holders. To tackle this, the authors introduce a new dataset called Lion Styles, which focuses on the style aspect of images. They propose a method to extract style descriptors from images and demonstrate its effectiveness through zero-shot learning on public domain datasets like WikiArt and DomainNet. The core of their methodology involves creating a dataset for style attribution. They curated a subset of the Lion dataset, which is a large collection of image-text pairs, to focus on images with high aesthetic scores and clear style tags. This new dataset, Lion Styles, consists of over 500,000 images and 3,840 style tags. The authors then introduce contrastive style descriptors, CSD, which are extracted using a model trained on both supervised and self-supervised objectives. The model uses vision transformers as a backbone and is trained with a multi-label contrastive loss to capture style information. The descriptors are designed to be invariant to semantic content and robust across multiple styles. The results of the paper are quite promising. The proposed CSD method outperforms other models on style matching tasks, showing that it can effectively capture and compare styles in images. The authors also conduct a human study to compare their model's performance with untrained human evaluators, finding that their model generally outperforms human style matching. In a practical application, the authors analyze the style replication capabilities of the stable diffusion model. They find that the model can replicate certain styles more effectively than others, and that the complexity of the prompts used to generate images can influence the extent of style copying. The paper concludes by highlighting the potential of their framework for learning style descriptions from both labeled and unlabeled data. They also note that the definition of style used in their work is strictly based on artistic attribution, which is not a universal truth, but a practical approach for their study. Overall, this research provides valuable insights into how generative models handle artistic styles and offers tools for better understanding and measuring style similarity. It's a step forward in the ongoing conversation about the capabilities and ethical considerations of generative AI. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope this summary has given you a good overview of the paper's contributions to the field of diffusion models and style analysis.